want to welcome you all to the Live Better the Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck. And on today's show, we're going to talk Super Bowl Sunday weekend coming up. But first, like every show, I want to go ahead and share a Bible verse with you. And that Bible verse, I am pulling it up right now. It is out of Acts 4:12. And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Amen. Jesus is the way, only way to heaven and to salvation. Amen. So I hope you all have been doing wonderful, and I hope you all are blessed. And my prayers and heart goes out to all the people that have lost jobs because of the pipeline and Joe Biden's executive order. Pitiful. This is not the time, you know, to be putting people out of work. While there's so many other people out of work still also too. Definitely not the time. You know, what a Joe. I don't even know what he was thinking. I don't know what Sleepy Joe was thinking. I don't think he was thinking. You know, he was only thinking about himself. He's in power, and it's like, what can he do to glorify himself? That's what it's all about, you know. But anyways, I don't want to get into that topic right now. I'm a little TO'd with the government and all the lies and deception and the cheating and everything. And, you know, they try to cover it up, push it under the rug. There was so much cheating in the elections. It's just sad. So sad. You know, this is the kind of nation we've turned into. You know, and socialism is not what I signed up for, communism. So let's go ahead and get into a much happier discussion. Let's talk Super Bowl. So Super Bowl Sunday, we got Tom Brady going to his 10th Super Bowl appearance. If he can win, this will be number 7 for him. Number 7. It'll be his 7th ring on his finger for the Super Bowl. At age 43. I think he's 43 or 44. Yeah, 43. Or he will be 44. Because he's about my age. He was born the same year. You know, 1977. I'll be 44 this year. He'll be 44. So, you know, and he's kind of thrown out there that, you know, he's not opposed to playing after the age of 45. His goal was to play until the age of 45 years old. So basically, if he does play to 45, he'll have one more year, you know, and who knows? I mean, out of all the quarterbacks out there, Tom Brady, he takes care of himself. Eats right. He has a strict regimen, everything. I mean, if we all ate and stuck to his regimen, we'd all be healthy. There would be none of us would be overweight. I wouldn't be overweight. Nobody else would be overweight. We'd all be healthy. So, you know, and there's a lot of other people on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that have never been to the Super Bowl. Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, you know, so this is going to be an opportunity, you know, for the coaching staff and for the team to be able to play in a Super Bowl. And I know a lot of people are probably they're siding with the Kansas City Chiefs, and they should. I mean, the Kansas City Chiefs are the defending champions. You got Patrick Mahomes. He's playing a little beat up, you know, and if the defense can get to Patrick Mahomes, knock him out a little bit, maybe, to, you know, slow him down, limit him, to stuff. I think that's going to be the key for Tampa Bay to win, is two things: limit Patrick Mahomes, get to the quarterback, and get turnovers. And Tom Brady, for him, is to try to play a perfect game. Don't force the ball. Don't turn the ball over. If he can do that, if the Bucs can do all of that, then they have a good shot at winning. But if they don't, then I'm going to have to give the win to the Kansas City Chiefs. But even if they do play a flawless game, the Bucs, I mean, it's possible this game could be a shootout. It could be close. Don't ever count out Tom Brady, but at the same time, you can't count out Patrick Mahomes and the weapons that he has around him. So you can't count out any of these guys. So we can say it may go one way or may go the other, but we may be totally surprised, and we might see just a close defensive game. It's possible. Or we could see a shootout. No matter what, I'm not going to be mad if someone else, Chiefs win, or, I'm happy either way. I just want to see a good game. I want to see I think we will see a good game. I think it's it's going to be different. I mean, not having that many fans, there's going to be more cardboard fans, and I don't know if you've noticed that this year, that the fans that are in the stadium look a little cardboardish, They look a little cardboardish, I tell you. But anyways, and please send me your thoughts. You can email me. Let me know what you think about the Super Bowl coming up. You can email me at the Jason Beck Show at outlook.com. You can also, I will post the link in the description box below where you can send a voice message also as well too. So, lots of ways. I'd love to kind of just see who are you picking for the Super Bowl. What do you think? Who's going to win? Who's not going to win? All that good stuff, And like I always say, there are lots of ways you can help support the show. In the description box below, there'll be a lot of different companies I'm affiliated with, like EMP Shield, My Patriot Supply gear. You can buy the Jason Beck Show gear. A lot of different products and a lot of different services. A lot of stuff out there. My favorite thing, I would say, if anything, would be the EMP Shield. I don't know if you and your family are protected against possible EMP strikes, which is very reasonable. Could happen. So I highly recommend that. You can use coupon code JEB. Or you can go to empshield.com/JEB. And the coupon code will be good for $50 off. And also even for multiple products that you buy. And there's a cool app that I've been using. I'm going to talk a little bit more about it and share a little bit more about it on the next episode. I think it's an app that, it's kind of got it's its own ecosystem. So like if you're a customer, you can't just go the cash back, you can't go and cash it out and put it in your bank account. The GetUpside app, you can do that. And I've linked that description I'll have that in the description below, that you can also sign up, make sure to use a referral code with that as well too. And you can also save on gas. The other app I use, the ecosystem, is where you can get cash back. And then that cash back, you can use it to, you know, to purchase other gift cards at places that you normally shop at, and you get cash back. Or you can use it towards, you know, like your trips and stuff, because you get trip credit every month. So like for me, I get 30, it's like $30, but I get 30 trip credits every single month. So it's kind of like setting aside $30 a month for travel. Basically, that's what it is, you know. And then there's like marketplace services also too, which are really cool. There's also products like muscadine grape supplement. You know, there's coffee. You name it. You know, it's like so cool. There's like inspirational stuff that you can listen to on Rascal Radio. It goes on and on. You know, like I said, I'll get a little more in depth on the next episode about it. You know, touch on some of my favorite things on the app, and I'll leave that description below to where you can sign up for it. You know, you can try it out for 25 days because you get a 30-day guarantee. So if you don't like it, 25 days, just email the customer service and cancel. Get your money back. But if you decide to keep it, then guess what? You get that 30. You keep that 30 trip credits as long as you, you know. And instead of having like multiple different apps on your phone for like cash back, travel, this, that, and this, you have it on a one-stop shop, one app. So you get the travel in that app also too, as well too in this app. So, you know, and it's pretty amazing. I looked at the different prices. You know, it's insane on the prices that they give you. You know, like a 7-night stay at a resort or something, or hotel. It's like, wow. You know, that is totally worth it. Paying like, if I'm paying like $300-$400 for a 7-night stay, you know, or less. Sometimes a little bit more, but or less, you know, I'm like, wow, that's so worth it, you know, especially if you want to stay a week in like Orlando, Florida or something, go to Disney World or, you know, Universal Studios and stuff, you know, so it's kind of a bonus there, you know, so, you know, like go ahead and peruse all the different stuff where you can help support the show. You can also give, you know, through our PayPal as well, so I'm gonna go ahead and pray for y'all. If one of you out there or more is not giving your life to Jesus Christ, to God, and if I haven't mentioned, this is a Christian and conservative podcast, you know, so if you're offended by conservative talk or Christian values or God, you know, then this is probably not the show for you, but you're still welcome to stick along. You may learn something. You may end up becoming saved, you know, and becoming part of the family of God and have eternal salvation with Jesus Christ in heaven. So I'm going to go ahead and pray. Also give you all the opportunity to give your life to give your life to Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, I just want to thank you so much for today. I want to pray for my audience. I want to pray for all my supporters and friends that support me on the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. I want to pray for them. I want to pray for healing. I want to pray for strength. I want to pray for financial abundance. I want to pray for, you know, just blessings to flow, double blessings in their life, you know. And just pray for an anointing in their life and favor in their life, Lord. And for any of you that have not had the opportunity, go ahead and repeat after me. Give you an opportunity where you can accept Jesus Christ into your life. Dear Jesus, please forgive me for any and all of my sins. Please come into my heart. Please come into my life. Please change my life. Please teach me, instruct me. And thank you for dying on the cross 2,000 years ago and being raised from the dead so that I may have eternal life with you. Thank you. And I ask this all in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. If you meant that, it's not just a prayer. I mean, anyone can just say the prayer. But if you meant it in your heart and ask Jesus to forgive you, to come into your life and be a Lord of your life, then you're a born-again Christian, but it doesn't stop there. This is not just a one-stop shop. This is a marathon. You keep going. Get plugged in the good Bible-believing church. Get yourself a Bible. I recommend start reading from the Gospels. You know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, learn about Jesus' ministry. Learn about the words of Jesus and what he told us. You know, learn to do the will of the Father. And follow his commandments, follow his teachings. Most important, loving others. That's what it's about, loving others for who they are. Not putting love limitations on the people you love. Well, I'll love you if you do this. No. That's not what Jesus taught us. Jesus taught us to love unconditional, to love your neighbors, to love your enemies, to pray for your enemies, to pray for your neighbors, to be there for them, to be a blessing, to help people that are in need, to pray for the sick, to visit the people in the prisons. Bless people where you can. God understands if we can't afford to always give money to the homeless or give them food, you know, or, you know, and you don't have money and you find a homeless person hanging out close to a grocery store, go run in, get them a gift card to that store. Get them a few cans of beans or something, you know, to where they can have substance and be able to eat something. You know, be the blessing. But the Father says, give in secret. Don't be out there boasting it. Oh, I give here and there and there. No. It's about humility and humbleness. Am I perfect? No, I'm not. I fail miserably many times. But praise Jesus that he died on the cross 2,000 years ago, that I can go to him and say, Lord, I messed up. Please forgive me. I forgot, you know, I rushed through. I should have gave to that homeless person. You're right to convict my heart. We should pray every day how we can bless others. Ask God to bring others into your life that you can bless. Be the miracle for someone. Be a blessing to someone out there. I just hope and pray that you all have a wonderful week. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the Super Bowl. And please share, like, subscribe, follow. And I will catch you all next time on the next show. I'm your host, Jason Beck. Until next time, thank you for tuning in for another episode of the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. Bye-bye.